Welcome back to the Sustainable Business Podcast, where we talk to small businesses that are finding creative ways to grow, adapt, and make sustainability part of their success. Our guest today is Sarah Sheik, co-owner of Elite Dry Cleaners, an Edinburgh-based business that's showing how sustainability and growth can go hand in hand. We're delighted to have you here with us today, Sarah. Welcome. How did then Elite Dry Cleaners come about? And what have been some of the standout moments in that journey for you, do you think?
Well, firstly, thanks very much for having me here. And just to let you know about our journey then, my husband and I started the business 12 years ago. We carefully researched the dry cleaning industry for about 2 years to gain a better understanding of the industry. Both of us had no previous background in dry cleaning. We met with industry experts, suppliers and distributors at a guild conference to build up our knowledge of the best machinery and products to use because we wanted to make sure that we got a good start. Mm-hmm. Our standout moments have been really the awards that we've won. We've actually won several national awards since 2017. This has been for our customer service and for Dry Cleaner Wet Cleaner of the Year at the Laundry and Dry Cleaning Awards. We've also won Dry Cleaner of the Year at the Scottish Independent Retail Awards, and we've won this one 4 times.
Wow.
We've won Best Dry Cleaning Business in the Scotland's Business Awards in 2022. But I think one of the biggest achievements, we've been honoured to be recognised internationally at the Synet Global Best Practice Awards. In 2018, we received an Award of Excellence. In 2020 and 2022, we received a Country Award for Scotland. And in 2022, we also received an Award of Excellence for Entrepreneurship. And last year, we were actually awarded 4th place worldwide. And that was in the small to medium businesses category.
Wow, that is, well, congratulations from kind of going from, you know, not knowing anything about the business to being where you are. That is an incredible achievement. So I imagine you've had challenges kind of along the way as well. But I mean, you know, the fact that you're growing and you're a success story, I mean, I think is kind of something that everybody who listens to this podcast will really be inspired by. And as you know, Sarah, we spoke to the Guild of Cleaners and Launderers, Ron Davidson, there a while ago, because we wanted to get a broader understanding from him, particularly to do with issues around, you know, how small businesses are adapting, and specifically around sustainability, because obviously through this podcast we like to speak to small businesses like yourselves about the journey that they've had. And they recommended Elite Dry Cleaners as an excellent example, really, of a company that's managed to grow successfully and also keep sustainability front and centre of kind of what they've done. So how have you done that, Sarah? I'm just really interested to find out, you know, growing is one thing, but being green and sustainable as well, you've managed to combine both. How have you managed to do that?
Well, as you know, there's been many challenges over the years, and especially when the pandemic came along. Mm. There was lots of people working from home, and people were isolating. So there was a decline in dry cleaning. People weren't wearing formal wear. They weren't wearing suits. They were spending more money on essential things like food and bills. Yeah. So it was a very challenging time for us. And to increase our business, what we did was increase our collection and delivery services, especially for people who were elderly and vulnerable. So the people that were isolating, they weren't able to leave their house. We asked them to leave their bags outside the door. So we were doing contactless collections. We were also doing contactless payments as well. We carefully plan our routes for collection and deliveries to be as fuel efficient as possible. Mm. We also now have changed our van to a plug-in hybrid to be more sustainable. So we are making changes as the situation changes.
So you've managed to adapt really to the situation. But when setting up the business originally, was kind of, I suppose, the green agenda, was it very much part of your discussion when you were setting up, or was it something that you've learned along the way?
So sustainability was always something that was central from the beginning. It started with our investment in the latest state-of-the-art machinery that we bought. So everything that we bought was brand new. We were looking at things that were going to be energy efficient, save time, and save money. Our dry cleaning machine has three tanks and can do larger loads, and it gives an improved cleaning quality. Our laundry machines use only the required amount of water based on the weight of the garments. So there's got a weighing system that measures every load and automatically adjusts the programs to further optimize the cycle time, lower water and chemical usage, and improve productivity. We actually use chemicals that are pumped in for the washing machine. A lot of people do hand dosing, which isn't very sustainable. If you put too little in with hand dosing, then you don't get a good cleaning quality. If you put too much in with hand dosing, then you get a soapy feel on the clothes. So the system that we use is not only sustainable, it's also giving you a better cleaning quality as well. And we also have dryers that have got a moisture control sensor. It automatically switches off to prevent over-drying and has a cool-down program. For delicate garments, we're able to control the duration, the temperature, the drum rotation speed according to the type of fabric that's loaded.
Right. So it's kind of a combination of technology, I suppose, and also, in terms of consumer habits. Do you think they would notice that there's a different quality to the dry cleaning because of these kind of efficient technology, do you think?
I think people do notice the difference in the cleaning quality. We provide a very high standard of cleaning, or we've got a training in every aspect of our dry cleaning, especially with the stain removal is something that's really important. We always try and remove the stain the first time, and we use the right chemicals. That all comes with training, knowledge, and understanding of what you're doing. So people can see that when we speak to the customer, when they come bring their garments to us at the counter, we speak to them and we ask them how long the stain's been there. We'll ask them questions that are related to the garment, like if the how the storage conditions have been for that garment, and we'll explain to them what the risks are as well involved in cleaning. So it's not just that we'll take it from them, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We always try and give them a good result, but we do explain that there are risks involved, depending on what they've brought us.
So all business owners learn as they go to some extent, I suppose. So what do you think are the biggest lessons for you in terms of trying to find the balance of both being sustainable as a business and also being profitable, I suppose? What's the kind of balance that you've learned along the way? Or are you still learning?
We're always learning. People are always looking for businesses that are more sustainable. They'll support businesses that they can see are making changes. And it means that if they're supporting these businesses, it makes them more sustainable as well.
Yes, of course, yeah. And suppliers as well, I suppose, is important in that mix, isn't it?
Yeah, we're always looking at new ways of doing things. We're constantly looking at employing packaging and procedures to further reduce our non-recyclable items. We encourage recycling of hangers, safety pins, and polythene. In our effort to reduce plastic pollution, we provide our regular customers with a reusable laundry bag, duvet bag, or garment cover. These are brought back by the customer and we reuse them to return their clean garments, therefore eliminating the use of a polythene bag.
So all these little things add up, don't they? To excellence. Can I ask? Because obviously, I'm from Wales, and I know kind of Welsh government have a lot of incentives for small businesses to be green, and they're known as a nation that do things, more sustainable, I suppose. Have you had any support from kind of your Business Scotland or the Scottish kind of government to kind of support the sustainability journey in particular?
We haven't really had any support from the Scottish Government, but before we started the business, myself and my husband actually did a modern apprenticeship in dry cleaning operations, and that was an SVQ that we did. So I've recently been working with the UK Fashion and Textile Association as part of their steering group to redevelop a new SVQ in textile care services and aftercare. and I've been involved in the topics to be included. And I'm very pleased that sustainability is one of the units that have been added.
Oh,
And this modern,
perfect. Yeah.
because there's so many changes, even from when we started as well. So adding this unit is going to be very helpful for the new people that come into the industry.
And
And it's going to be it's already been approved by the SQA, and it will be used for skills development in Scotland.
oh, excellent. And is that just in particular for the dry cleaning industry, or is that small businesses in general?
No, this is just for the dry cleaning industry.
Right. I wonder whether they do something else for other kind of sectors as well. I'd be interested to know, wouldn't it?
Well, actually, it will be covering all textile care services. So it will be dry cleaning and it'll be laundry. And I think it's also got a tailoring section in there as well, because tailoring is a big part of sustainability, being able to fix any rips or tears.
Yeah.
And we actually offer that service to customers when they come through the door as well. So if we notice something when they bring it in, we'll offer that service to them. And it's something else that is more sustainable.
Yeah. So obviously your approach is is testament to the success of what you do. So huge congratulations there. So what's next for the business for Elite Dry Cleaners then? What have you got any goals or growth plans that you're excited about?
Well, we have actually already introduced quite a lot of things into our business since the pandemic. One of the things that we introduced was ozone cleaning and the laundry process. Ozone is a more gentle and effective way to clean your laundry. It's more environmentally friendly. It's effective against destroying bacteria, viruses, mold, and microorganisms. So it's used at works at low temperatures, and it consumes less energy, and it's better for the environment. We've also introduced cleaning in the ozone cabinet. So things that can't be dry cleaned or laundered, they can be sanitized or deodorized in the ozone cabinet. So these things were introduced just after the pandemic because people were looking for more hygienic cleaning. But we have now also started new services. So we wanted to build on the services that we already have and provide more options for the customer. So we have now started shoe cleaning.
Oh, right, you're diversifying. Brilliant.
Yes. So we were just trying different things. So the customer, when they come to us, they can bring us anything, basically. We can do virtually anything for them. So shoe cleaning has been something that we've introduced recently. We went to the Expo d'Italia exhibition in Milan.
Right. So you do everything very thoroughly. Don't think do things in half at Elite, do you?
Yes, so we actually researched the different shoe cleaning machines, and the RevtoPoint is the one that we ordered, and we then had it imported ourselves to the UK and delivered to the shop, and we organized training for this machine from a trainer from Italy, so
Gosh.
he and trained all the staff there.
It's like, but from the customer's point of view, I mean, it's like a one-stop shop, isn't it? You can bring everything there and everything gets sorted, which means that you get more loyalty, which means you're, everything is fantastic. It's almost like a bit going back to the old-fashioned way of doing things, isn't it?
Yeah, so these things have been really appreciated by our customers. We also actually started handbag cleaning and restoration. So this is the designer handbags.
Oh, right. So on vintage kind of things as well.
Yeah, so all the luxury handbags, designer handbags. We did training for this as well. So everything we've done training for before we've started to make sure that we can provide a good service.
Yeah. So, and also that you've worked out that I suppose it's financially viable that you're spending your time and your money on the right things. But it does seem as if you're putting your customer first and kind of adapting in different ways. I think it's very entrepreneurial is the word, isn't it? Yeah. So you've got so much that you're doing that is wonderful. That is, there's continuously kind of moving the business onwards, I suppose, and adapting, isn't it? Which is your key to success. Obviously, other small business owners would love to learn from what you've been doing. What would be your advice to somebody, say, like yourself, Sarah, who was starting their business like you were from the start? Would there be any top tips that you would give to those who are maybe listening to this podcast?
I would say to have a successful business, the key would be training. Because everything that we've done training for before we've started, and that means that we can provide a high quality service. So that is the key, really, having the knowledge and understanding of every aspect of your business to make it more successful. It's always important to keep learning and keeping up to date with new technologies, which is why we go to these exhibitions as well to learn about what's new out there, what can we do? How can we make the customer's life easier?
Well, it is fantastic. I mean, all those are things that, you know, in the busy world that we have, that we might not think about, but they're the foundations for setting up a business. And it's almost as if you've rehearsed it, then you've researched, and then you've kind of, you know, kind of put some money aside towards it and then invested in it. So it's kind of, that's key to growth, I suppose, isn't it? And success. I've really enjoyed meeting you today, Sarah. If people wanted to find you, where do you have an online presence? Where would they find you if they were looking for a dry cleaners, kind of in the area, I suppose, or in Scotland?
Well, we've got a Facebook page, we have an Instagram page as well, and a LinkedIn page. So on our social media, we have before and after pictures, we have examples of our work. You can just Google us.
And get in touch via the website. There's a website as well, isn't there?
Yes, there's a website. We've just recently updated our website as well, and we have a video on our website which shows all our different techniques and our equipment and the kind of services that we offer as well.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Sarah, and for sharing your kind of your journey and your story with us. It's very inspirational. And it's a matter of look and see what comes next, but we'll be keeping a close eye, and maybe in a year's time we can come back and find out what other kind of initiatives you've done, and how many people have come in to have their, not just their clothes restored, their handbags restored, and their shoes cleaned as well. I think it's amazing, and thanks so very much for joining us today.
That's great. Thanks very much for having me.